Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for December 9th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is an unlikely ally in Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas when it comes to a last-minute push for changes to the USMCA trade agreement. They're pushing to strip the trade pact of language shielding internet companies from liability over user-generated content. The protection has come under scrutiny in Washington as companies like Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter come under fire for harmful content and political misinformation on their pages. Critics are arguing that putting those protections the trade agreement limits congressional ability to reconsider them domestically. However, Republican lawmakers see the effort to eliminate the language as a last-chance move to delay the trade deal. China announced Friday that it plans to lift some tariffs on U.S. soybeans and pork. A CNN report says the move could be designed to take some of the heat out of the talks aimed at bringing a truce in the trade war. The Chinese finance ministry said last week it would waive taxes on some imports once companies had applied for exemptions. It didn't specifically say which goods or how many of the goods would be exempted. Trade talks between the U.S. and China continue to be constructive but intense. That's the latest from Larry Kudlow, the White House economic advisor, as he made an appearance recently on CNBC. He was asked to give an update on how the talks are going and also if President Trump still plans to put new tariffs on China on December 15th as promised.
The reality is constructive talks, almost daily talks. We are, in fact, close. With respect to your question on December 15th, David, there's no arbitrary deadlines here, okay? There's no arbitrary deadlines. But the fact remains, December 15th is a very important date with respect to a no-go or a go on tariffs. These are presidential decisions, David. I can't make them here. I'm not even going to forecast them here. It's going to be totally up to POTUS. But December 15th is an important date.
The USDA is reminding producers with crop insurance that are facing harvest delays to make contact with their crop insurance agents by December 10th. Farmers need to file a notice of loss by that date. Once the extension gets approved, an insured producer needs to harvest their crop at the first feasible opportunity. Martin Barbary, the administrator of the RMA, says farmers are certainly struggling this year because of wet weather conditions. Producers covered by the federal crop insurance that are unable to harvest on time need to contact their crop insurance agents to file a notice of loss. The goal of filing the notice is so crop insurance claims are settled based on the amount of harvested production. For crops like corn and soybeans, the end of the insured period is December 10th. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.